Good afternoon, everyone. John Curtis here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department has added some high-tech equipment. The department was approved to purchase 3 drones and to have 6 deputies learn to use them and become certified drone operators. The 3 drones, which has infrared, can be used at night, and they are each to be used for different functions. They can be used for investigating crash scenes, finding a missing person, mapping, and more. The largest drone can fly in most weather conditions and for longer durations, so it is able to be used to cover a larger area. It comes with a handheld screen. The medium-sized drone is portable and can routinely be used in a cruiser. It can be used in helping to locate a missing person and for accident reconstruction, but it is limited to the kind of weather conditions it can be used. It also comes with a handheld screen. The other model is a smaller and can be used by the special response team to check out a situation where it's dangerous for an officer to enter. The use of this drone wears goggles so the officer sees what the drone sees. Each drone pilot has been trained on using them and are licensed pilots through the Federal Aviation Administration. And Terry Kaufman appeared in district court on Thursday, December 4th, for proceedings in a case involving the Michigan Attorney's General Office. Defense Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach told the court she had not yet received any evidentiary materials and could not proceed without them. Lead Assistant Attorney General Michael Trescone and Assistant Attorney General Bradley Morton, representing the Department of the Treasury, said the state would provide the complete evidence package on a secure zip drive by Monday, citing the sensitive nature of the information. The preliminary hearing, originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 10th, was adjourned to allow the defense additional time to review the forthcoming materials. The hearing has been rescheduled for Friday, January 9th at 9 a.m. And Gary Jean Nenny, a former U.S. military tank operator, appeared before Judge Perlin, Huron County Court, Monday, for violating the terms of his probation. Nenny was found to have consumed alcohol on his birthday, breaching the conditions of a delayed sentence. As a result, the court revoked the delay of sentence and ordered him to serve 120 days in a Huron County jail, with credit for 32 days already served. His probation remains in effect following the completion of the jail term. Nenny is required to report to the county jail no later than 8 a.m. on Monday, December 8th, 2025. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news in Washington, the FBI has made an arrest in its nearly 5-year-old investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington before the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. That's according to a law enforcement official who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The man's arrest in Virginia marks the first time investigators have settled on a suspect in an act that had long vexed law enforcement and spawned conspiracy theories. The pipe bombs were placed on January 5th, 2021, near the offices of the Democratic and Republican National Committees, Nobody was hurt before the bombs were rendered safe, but the FBI said both devices could have been lethal. And it's been your local, regional, and national news, which you can get from anywhere, along with your obituaries and weather, right here in thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.